thank you, Emily Hornbeck, Interim Director for Western Colorado Congress. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Western Colorado Congress is celebrating, I think, 37 years of helping residents on the West Slope.
That is correct.
Talk briefly about WCC and your affiliates.
Yeah, so Western Colorado Congress started in 1980 as just kind of a hodgepodge of folks in Western Colorado who were trying to show that not everyone out here was gung-ho on all energy development and kind of development of public lands, and that folks did care about clean air and healthy communities. And they came together in 1980 and kind of came up with the name Western Colorado Congress in particular to try to be a counterweight to Club 20, which was speaking as the only voice of Western Colorado and was very dominated by business interests. And we became a congress of different community organizations up and down the western slope of Colorado, and really structured ourselves like a congress in the sense that those different community organizations had elected representatives to our board, and we took positions based in a democratic process. And even though we've kind of grown and changed over the years, the idea is still the same. We've had affiliate groups come and go, but we still have community-based organizations that are make up the kind of heart and soul of our organization. We also have individual members who are not necessarily part of a community organization, but are part of Western Colorado Congress. And so we have folks all the way from Cortez to Craig.
Wow, I didn't realize you all worked as far south as Cortez.
Yeah, we don't have any affiliated groups there at the moment, but we still have members, and we try to weigh in on things that, make sense for us to do so from time to time.
Well, Roaring Fork and Colorado River Valley residents and listeners of KDNK hear mostly about WCC's work along with the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance and Battlement Concerned Citizens in the Battlement Mesa area. Talk about the other type of work you do. WCC has six different main programs.
Yes. So, Western Colorado Congress's mission statement is actually fairly broad. We're an alliance of members up and down Western Colorado working together to create healthy, sustainable communities and working for environmental stewardship and social justice, and for a truly democratic society. So that's kind of like everything in some ways, but that has manifested itself in some main program areas. We've had a long history of working on to protect and conserve our public land. We've worked a lot on gas field justice issues, specifically trying to protect, landowners' rights, and also making sure that drilling practices are held to the highest standards possible and making sure that companies are following the rules and cleaning up after themselves as they're supposed to. We also have kind of newer work on renewable energy development as kind of a part of a broader program we're still getting off the ground, which is really trying to look at economic development through an organizing lens and making sure that we're building resilient and sustainable rural economies that benefit us all and try to escape the boom and bust cycle that has plagued the Western Slope for so long. We also are building out our work into a social justice realm. We've been working on some health equity issues in Grand Junction and also looking at some affordable housing challenges in places like Ouray County. And we also have a very strong, robust civic engagement program, which we call Grassroots Democracy, which is all about getting people out and not only registered to vote, but just learning about their, the governmental process and knowing how they can participate in it, and really focused on trying to reclaim, the system of government so it works for people. And that's kind of a broad description of the work we do.
Well, Emily Hornbeck, you were an organizer for Western Colorado Congress before you stepped into the role of interim director. How did you get into organizing in this kind of work?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I grew up in a small mining town in Colorado called Montezuma, which is not Montezuma the county, but actually Montezuma the town, which is actually up kind of closer to the Summit County area. And when I was a kid, my family was really involved in fighting off a Forest Service land exchange with Keystone Ski Resort. And they were trying to negotiate a big development deal that would have brought condominium development all the way up to the border of our town. And we fought that off. It took 6 years, but, you know, we actually won a large victory against the international company, which was Interwest at the time. And I think that just had a really big impression on me because my parents showed me that, you know, we have a responsibility to be civically engaged people in this society, and that the only way we'll stand up and change what we think needs to be changed in the world and stop what we think is wrong is if we get involved. And so that's been a big part of my life ever since I was a kid. And I would say my path to Western Colorado started when I graduated from college and got involved with an education project in West Virginia that was working on mountaintop removal coal mining issues.
Right.
Yeah. Being on the ground in West Virginia just kind of opened my eyes to the energy extraction industry that is happening not just, you know, all over the world, but specifically here in the United States. And as it turns out, like in my home place, so I got very motivated to come back to my home of Colorado and start working on those things, and was lucky enough to find a position with Western Colorado Congress about 5 years ago.
Wow, that's quite a story. You know, I want to let listeners know that Western Colorado Congress is based in Grand Junction, and you can find it on the web at wccongress.org. And one last thing, as you know, Emily Hornbach, KDNK has just begun its fall fund drive. Talk about how public radio has maybe helped WCC and why public radio is important to the community.
Well, I mean, KDNK has been so critical to helping us lift up the voices of the people of Battlement Mesa and Western Garfield County. It's so easy to let the east-west divide in Garfield kind of get in the way of communicating between the different communities that make up Garfield County. And we are only so appreciative to the work and time and effort that you yourself, Amy, and other folks have paid, you know, that you have paid attention to what's going on in the small little community and helped bring their voices to the broader Garfield County community so that we could really know what's going on there. And you've been there many times as we've gone through long hearings late into the night and stayed there, you know, as people try to get their two cents in before the county commissioners. And, you know, without your help, the work that we do would never get the attention and time of day that it deserves. And so we are only grateful to community radio for not just chasing the big headlines that make national news, but paying attention to the stuff that's happening right outside everyone's back doors and helping make sure that people in our community are informed about what's happening.
Well, Emily Hornbeck, Interim Director of the Western Colorado Congress, thanks very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with me today.
Well, thank you all so much, Amy, and good luck. I hope folks support KDNK and help you all thrive long into the future.